我们请翻开撒迦利亚书的第四章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4.
第四章
，Chapter Four。
我们要念第四章，第四章的全部。
Let's read through the whole chapter。
好，第四章第一节。
Chapter Four, Verse One。
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。第二节
Verse 2,
他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏灯有七个管子、啊、所以我们数目字、啊、要先理解、啊、
So we need to understand the numbers、
啊、七盏灯、啊、每盏灯有七个管子，所以总有四十九个管子。
So altogether, there are 49 poles.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
那旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
那我问与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思？”第五节。
Verse 5.
与我说话的天使回答说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗？”我说：“主啊，我不知道。”第六节。
Verse 6.
他对我说：“这是。”主只是所罗巴伯的万军之主说完，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。第七节。
Verse 7.
大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安置在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠，恩惠归于这殿。”第八节。
Verse 8.
撒迦利亚书第四章第八节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 8.
神的话又临到我说，第九节。
Verse 9.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工，你就知道万军之主差遣我到你们这里来的。第十。
Verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七言乃是神的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯所拿线砣就欢喜。十一节。
Verse 11.
我要问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思呢？十二节。
Verse 12.
我第二次问他说，这两个橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？十三节。
Verse 13.
他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。十四节。
Verse 14.
他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。啊，这是撒迦利亚啊，撒所看到的这个异象。
So this is the visions by Zechariah.
啊，当异象啊，就是要让撒迦利亚能够明白呀。
So the vision is for Zechariah to understand.
啊，但是啊，虽然用这个物质哈啊，用啊圣殿里头的器具啊的摆设啊来向啊所罗巴伯啊阐释啊，但是有的时候还是不甚明白。
So God used the vessels to display it and let Zechariah to have this vision, but he still did not understand it.
那为什么不很明白呢？
Why is that Zechariah is not fully understand?
因为圣殿已经没了了。
Because at the time the temple is already gone.
圣殿已经荒废了。
And the holy temple has already been in desolate.
圣殿里头也没有这些东西啊，也没有在。献祭没有人在献祭
，and no one is actually offerings at the time.
啊，所以久而久之啊，对这些事情啊，都是很陌生啊。
So gradually, people are very alienated or do not know how to worship.
所以你可以看到哈，假如一个家庭哦，那这个父母亲在家里都不祷告，那孩子也不是很会祷告，还是啊，这个也不知道怎么祷告。那久而久之啊，对祷告的事情就会很陌生。
So for example, in a family, if the mother did not pray, then the children also did not pray as well. So slowly, the children would not know how to pray.
那假如不让孩子接触教会的话，那孩子对教会也一样会很陌生啊。
If you do not allow your children to get in touch with the church, the child will become very strange or find it strange to the church.
啊，有些名词啊，可能一讲出来，大家都知道。
Maybe some of the terms when we say it, everyone know about it.
可是对于慕道者，还是对于不常接触宗教、不常接触教会的人，啊，对他们来说就很陌生。
But these words or terms may be very unknown to truth seekers or people who seldom come to the church.
所以其实啊，他这里所看到的意象啊，啊，本来在圣经里头这些东西都有的。
Actually, these visions that Zechariah saw actually appear in the temple.
好，那他问主说啊，这是什么意思
？So he asked God, what does it mean?
所以主说啊，你不知道啊。
And God answered him, Don't you know it?
意思是说你应该知道啊，这是圣殿里头东西呀。
God said that you should know all these things because it all appears in the temple.
啊，所罗巴伯也很老实啊，他说哎，我不知道啊。
And Zerubbabel was very honest, and he replied, he did not know. Zechariah, he replied, he did not understand.
他很老实说啊，我不知道啊。
And he's very honest and replied, he did not know.
那这个金灯台啊，啊，我们的题目是纯金的灯台。
And the title for tonight is the golden lampstand.
那个纯金的啊，那当然是非常贵重。
Gold, the lampstand that is made of gold, of course, is very precious.
那我们刚刚提过，这些器具啊，其实在圣殿里头，老在啊，老早在啊摩西时代啊，啊制造会幕的时候嘛，就有了。
As I mentioned earlier, all these vessels, lampstands, this already appears during the times of Moses.
好，那我们请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章
，Exodus chapter 25，
二十五章的三十一节
，25 verse 31，
要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯球都要连接一块垂出来，啊，所以这里重点是这个金金啊，而且是用一块垂出来的。
So the key point here is made of gold and it has to be hammered from one piece of gold.
啊，所以啊，这个灯台的灯座哈，所有的这些球啦、花啦，还是它旁边的这些东西啊，都全部是要用一块啊，就没有用焊接的，不是哦，是一块锤出来的。
So the lampstand that is consists of the poles and everything, the decoration, everything has to be hammered with one piece of gold.
啊，再看三十六节。
Let's continue read verse 36.
球和柱子都要连接一块，都是一块金金锤出来的哈，所以这个都是一啊一呀，没有二啊，都是一的。
So as you can see here, the knots and the branches has to be made from one piece of pure gold.
啊，那这个重量啊，三十九节。
And as for the weight, let's read verse 39.
啊，做灯台和这一切器具要用金金一塔连德，啊，那塔连德是多少重呢？
So here it mentioned a talent. How much it weighs for one talent?
啊，一塔连德啊，根据圣经注典的注解啊，就是一塔连德就是七十五磅重。
So according to the dictionary of the Bibles, a talent is about weight about 5 pounds.
那大概是我体重的一半。
It's about half of my weight.
啊，所以等没有一半呐。我也不到一百五啊，但是这个七十磅是超过我体重一半啊，超过。
So the weight is more than half of my weight.
啊，所以非常的重。
So it's very heavy.
所以我们这个灯台啊，本身啊是很稳固、很稳呐。
So this lampstand itself is actually very stable.
啊，所以我们现在就有一个概念，我们都知道这个一啊，这个一还要说很稳重，那我们都想到耶稣基督啊。
So we have this concept now of oneness and also stability. So we think about Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is our only Savior.
那耶稣基督也是被锤出来的啊，被铅这样经过熬炼过的。
And for our Jesus Christ, he has been going through tribulations and being.
啊，经过试验过的。
He has been tested.
好，我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书二十八章。
Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章
，Isaiah chapter 28，
十六节
，verse 16，
十六节
，verse 16。
所以主如此说啊，看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不致着急啊。啊，当然这边是说石头啊，但是这里石头这个石头啊。磐石啊，都是指的耶稣基督的。
So here it mentions stones. Actually, stone and rocks refer to Jesus.
因为耶稣基督就是被人家所弃掉的哈，所弃绝的啊，陶块的宝贵的房角石。
And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone that has been forsaken by everyone.
啊，这块石头啊，就是被试验过的。
And this stone that has been have gone through the trial.
啊，是稳固的根基。
It has a sure foundation.
啊，当然石头很重，但是我们刚所看到这个灯台也是一样，灯台这个啊非常的重啊，因为是七十五磅重。
Oh, so the rock is actually very heavy, just like the lampstand that is weighs 75 pounds.
啊，我们家里的灯座灯台没那么重啊。
And of course, the lampstand in our household is not as that heavy.
啊，所以有些时候你家的灯台灯座啊，不小心呢，会手碰触到哈，啊，就把它推翻了，就把它推倒了。
Because it's so light, and the lampstand in our household, sometimes we may accidentally just knock it, and it will just fall down.
啊，可是假如像圣经所记载的以他连德的金子锤出来的啊，七十五磅重，那是非常稳固的。
So as the Bible mentioned here, the lampstand that is made of gold and it weighs 75 pounds, so it's very heavy.
哦，我们家里的这个灯座灯台啊，有的时候还要用螺丝把它锁紧呢，还是用夹子把它夹紧。
For the lampstands in our households, we even have to actually screw it down to make it firm.
大家放到圣殿里头那个灯座非常稳固啊，七十五磅重。
But the lampstand that is placed in the holy temples is actually very heavy and is very has a sure foundation.
啊，用这个一块的金子呢，这样锤出来，锤出各种不同形状。
And it used just one piece of gold to hammer into many pieces.
啊，所以这个石头、这个金子啊，是被试验过的，被熬炼过的。
So these stones or the gold has been tested.
所以信靠他的人就不用着急啊。
So those who believe in him will not act hastily.
啊，所以我们看主耶稣来到这个世界上啊。
When Lord Jesus came to this world.
那本来我们说神是很美善的。
And we know that God is very good.
但是没有人看过神呢。
But no one has seen God.
所以就变得很抽象。
So it's abstract.
那主耶稣基督就是把神的本性就彰显出来。
And Lord Jesus, he manifests the divine natures of God.
所以我们所遭遇过的，其实主耶稣以前就已经遭遇过了。
And what we have encountered, Lord Jesus has already gone through that.
你看，我们被嘲笑。
For example, we have been mocked.
啊，有些时候我们就会很生气呀。
And sometimes we be very angry.
我们觉得我们的自尊啊受到损害呀。
自尊
self-esteem.
Our self-esteem has been hurt.
啊，所以我们就有些时候想要报复啊。
And we may think of try to revenge.
啊，但是主耶稣以前都已经碰过了。
But for Jesus Christ, He has already gone through all this.
所以我们今天所碰到的困难，主耶稣以前都已经碰过了。
So the problems that we have encountered today, and Lord Jesus has already encountered before.
啊，所以希伯来书的第四章啊，那里就记载啊，主耶稣跟我们是一样的哦，有碰到这些试探、引诱，可是他没有犯罪。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 4, it's mentioned that Lord Jesus has gone through all this.Thing that we have encountered, but he was not tempted to sin.
啊，所以我们才可以依靠他。
And that is why we can rely on him.
所以主耶稣活在世界上为我们而活。
And Lord Jesus lived for us.
所以我们就看他哈，假如我们今天所遭遇的情形，那回头看，当时主耶稣怎么去应付他。
So the problems that we have encountered, we should look at Lord Jesus how he faced it.
因为主耶稣并不犯罪啊。
Because our Lord Jesus, he did not sin.
啊，所以主耶稣已经把在人生啊会遭遇到的事情啊，已经设立了这个路标啊。
路标。
路标，就是这个 sign。
Our Lord Jesus has already set up all these signs in the Bible.
啊，所以这里危险不能走，那里安全可以走。
So he was put a sign here that this is dangerous. You should not go there.
啊，这里很滑啊，你们走路要小心。所以就设立一个啊，说要小心了啊，这边是路滑。
So he will set up a cautious sign here that this the road is very slippery.
啊，所以开车要小心。
So when we drive, we have to be very careful.
而且我们就是按照这个路标哈，这个路各上啊，路上有各种多的这个信啊，这个 sign 的路标啊。
So when we are driving, we have to follow all these signs.
我们就是按照这个指示的话，那就很安全了。
So if we do it according to these signs, then we will be very safe.
那就是看错路标的话，就是很危险。
But if you saw the wrong sign, then it's very dangerous.
啊，大概我看十年有了哈，大概十年以前呢，不是有一对韩国的夫妇啊，他们在感恩节，应该感恩节啊，出去旅游要回来的时候走错路啊，结果乡下地方啊都下雪啊，他们就车子就在那里抛锚了啊，动弹不得，因为雪很大啊，结果他们在那里这个先生啊在那里被冻死了。
So about 10 years ago, there was this Korean couples that they were driving on a vacation, and when they're coming back, because of the heavy snow, so they were stranded there, and the husband died of cold.
啊，这个存活的太太她说，当时他们转错了一个弯。
And so the wife who survived from this accident, she mentioned that because of the wrong turn.
啊，结果转错了一个弯呢，哇，糟糕了，啊，就是走向死路了。
So because of this wrong turn, they have come to the dead end.
好，所以主耶稣啊，帮我们设立这个路标啊，路标都能设立好了。
And our Lord Jesus has already set up all these road signs for us.
因为我们人生的路他已经走过了。
Because our path, he has already gone through it.
所以当我们人生碰到这个困难，碰到困惑的时候，不知道答案在哪里的时候。
So when we encounter these troubles in our life and we do not know the solutions.
那我们就赶快来看圣经啊。
Then we should quickly look, read the Bible.
看那个指标怎么说啊，那个路牌怎么说明啊。
And try to see what the road signs say.
然后我们按照那个指示去做的话，去行啊，就会安全了。
And if we do it according to these road signs, then we'll be safe.
所以圣经才说，依靠的人呢，他不会着急。
That's why the Bible says those who believe in Him will not act hastily.
啊，那我们的信心呢？圣经说，我们信心就是经过考验以后，也就像金金一样。
And the Bible also says that our faith after being tested will be like pure gold.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今啊，在百般的试炼中啊，暂时忧愁。第七节，叫你们的信心既然被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。好，这里说，在百般的试验当中啊，是有喜乐的。
So under the test, I mean under the test by fires, we still have joy.
那就像雅各书里头，在百般的试验当中，要以为大喜乐。
So just like it's mentioned, recorded in James, when we go through this test, we still have joy.
那以为，就是说我们要想，要这个，要以为啊，你要计算，你要想一想才会大喜乐啊。
So we need to actually think up of having this joy.
不然一刚开始都是会暂时会忧愁的。
So initially, in the beginnings, we will worried.
你看有人。有人这样子扭你一下子，你就很痛啊！痛的话你会叫啊。男人说啊，好了，这样很舒服啊。你在捏上面很痛啊，哪里会很舒服啊？都是很痛，对不对？
所以
刚开始都是痛的。
So when someone pinch you, in the beginning you feel the pains, but it's not possible for you to say that oh, it's you don't feel anything at all.
哇，像红弟兄啊，他不是在给你指压按摩什么，他在用捏的，哦，很用力啊。有时候你会。这个会淤青的。
So there's a brother Hong that actually give the finger massage and is he use a lot of force and is very it hurts a lot.
所以刚开始都是很痛的。
In the beginning, it hurts.
但你想想，哎，这个是对身体好啊，它是治病啊。
But if you think about it, this is good for your health.
啊，你想到就会大喜就好了，那就放心了就好，那就就要吧。
So once you understand that, then you just let it continue.
所以，假如没有经过一个转换的程序，那不会以为大喜乐的。
Without these transformations, you will not have this joy.
那那个转换点在哪里呢？
So where's the turning point?
转换点就是这个被考验以后，那就像金金的宝贵一样。
And the turning point is after it has been tested by fire, it will be like pure gold.
啊，你经过训练以后，你就会站得稳啊，就会挺啊。
啊 ，after you have been tested, you will be able to stand firm.
啊，就像那个像那个灯台一样，其实帮助很重啊，很稳重啊。
Just like this lampstand that weighs 75 pounds is very heavy.
啊，患难来临就不会随便被吹倒的。
And you will not be distracted by the tribulations.
在恶劣的环境之下，那很多人都会抱怨的。
Under difficult times, many people will murmur or complain.
很多人啊都会忧愁满面的。
And everybody will have a sorrowful face.
但是有心里面想过有改变的人哈，他就会以为大喜乐。
And people that actually think about it in their hearts and has this transformation, they will have joy.
因为他想到的后面就是他的属灵品格就会成长有长进。
Because they thought that after thinking further, their spirituality will grow stronger.
所以我们每天哈，每个生活细节啊，都是一个考验。
So in our daily life, anything is a test.
哦，从早上一起床。
From the beginnings when you wake up.
啊，起床也是一个考验啊。
And getting waking up is also a test.
哦，有的人起床啊，就赶快滑手机啊。
Some people after they woke up, they will start to use the handphone.
有人起床就赶快祷告啊，先祷告啊。
And for some others, they may pray.
啊，就感谢主啊，哇，今天我还活着啊。
They may give thanks to God that they are still alive.
有的起床就开始抱怨啊，都还没出门啊。就开始抱怨了。
But for some others, before they even leave the house, they will start to complain.
啊，所以看我们怎么过，每个生活细节从起床开始就是一个考验呢。
So every little details in our life is actually a test.
啊，但是我们会一天一天进步。
And for us, we should improve daily.
因为你会发现，哎，抱怨也没用啊。
And you will discover that even if you complain, it's useless.
啊，抱怨也不能够解决事情啊。
And it will not solve the problems.
那何不以正面的方法来对待、来看待事情
？So why don't you tackle the problems with a positive attitude?
啊，你就有一个愉快的心情哈、啊，这个 smiling 哈、啊，你就微笑。
So you will have a very happy attitude.
那对方也会跟你微笑。
And when you smile to others, people will also respond with a smile.
啊，他也微笑，你也微笑，哎，就能够解决问题啊！大家都啊，那大家都很高兴嘛，啊，那就啊，没什么大事，没什么大事啊，就好了。
So if smile to each other, then we'll just solve the problem easily.
啊，所以我们生活上每个细节啊，就吃饭也是一样，都是这个都是一个考验呢、啊。
So every little details in our life, including the eatings, is also a test.
啊，所以我们的考验有些时候会输，有时候会赢。
So during this test, sometimes we may win, sometimes we may lose.
但时间呢、啊？时间久了以后啊，这个赢的机会就比较多，因为改进了，因为知道啊，知道啊，要用啊正面的方法啊，要比较积极正面的。
So as times go by, we will gradually have more winnings because we change ourselves.
这个是灵性成长的过程啊。
So this is the process of improving our spirituality.
啊，所以一定要以为，一定要 count， 我们英文就是 count， 你要算，你要经过这个内心啊，这一个训练嘛，内心一个刚开始会挣扎。
So we need to count that our test. In the beginnings, we will struggle.
啊，所以我们以后就慢慢进步了。
And later on, we will improve.
好，那像灯台上有七盏灯。
So on the lampstand there are seven light lamps.
那一边是三个，那中间有一个，两边三个，中间一个，所以总共是七个。
So three on the left hand side, three on the right hand side, and one in the center, altogether seven.
那大家都知道，这个七在圣经的数目字啊，是一个完全的数目字。
And we all
七盏灯的话，就会很亮的。
So we all know that seven actually represents a perfect number in the Bibles, and with seven lamps, it will be very bright.
那灯台啊，被放到圣所里头。
And this lampstand has been placed in the sanctuary.
也是圣所的唯一的光源啊。
And this is the only light source from the sanctuary.
啊，里头没有手电筒。
There's no torchlight in the sanctuary.
没有这个灯管，只有啊灯台上的灯。
There's no electricity lights, only this lampstand.
所以它是里头唯一的光源。
So this is the only light source from the sanctuary.
那圣所里头除了灯台以外，还有什么其他的呢？
So other than the lampstands, what other things is in the sanctuary?
还有香炉啊。
There's snowbread.
香炉就是
incense.
哎，对。
There's incense.
那还有一个这个陈设饼啊 ，showing bread.
And there's also showed bread.
啊，那这个陈设饼啊，这个属灵粮食。
So the showbread actually is represent the spiritual food.
啊，这个香炉就是在里头祷告香啊。
So the incense give you a nice fragrance aroma.
那祭司在里头服侍。
And the priest will serve in the sanctuary.
所以服侍里头就是靠这个光源在服侍的。
And they serve has to depend on this light to serve.
那假设没有这个光的话，就没有，连自己在哪里都不知道啊。
So without the lights, then the priest would not know where they are.
所以主耶稣啊，就是我们唯一的灯光。
So Lord Jesus is our only light.
主耶稣他是我们生活动作存留的灯光啊。
So he is the light for our life, our actions and our life.
有了灯光啊，当然就有方向啊，你就知道东西南北啊。
So with the lights, we know where we are.
所以有这个灯以后。我们的服事就会有方向。
And having this light, we will know what directions we go when we serve.
我说，你看我们做各种圣工，其实要有这个光源呢，要灯光啊。
So just like our servitors, we need this light so that we know where to serve.
啊，服事才会有方向。
So that there is a directions when we serve.
啊，我们今天很多服事都是很routine啊，就是已经变成很例行公事。
Very often our servitude has become very routine.
那这个例行公事有些时候会让我们失去方向感。
And because of these routines, we lost our directions.
因为我们是做routine工作啊，这个不管是什么哪一种工作都是很routine的哈。
Because regardless of what kind of holy works, it has so become so routine.
那其实我们在服事时呢，这个主耶稣就是我们的光源，有光的话，我们就看得很清楚了。
So when we serve God, and God is our light, and then we know where to serve.
啊，教会要走哪个方向也很清楚。
For the church, which direction they should go, that is very clear.
啊，比如说当中教员的嘛，他对孩子的教导，他的目标是什么，也是很清楚。
As for the RE teachers, they will have a clear directions how to teach the children.
啊，比如说可能我们不久将来呢，会举行什么活动啊？
For example, we do not know what's the future events that we will hold.
啊，这个活动也是要配合啊，也就是要达到我们教会某一个目标啊，所以才会设计这个活动。
And because we have this event to accomplish certain targets, that's why we have this event.
啊，这个就是负责人知道啊，大家的信徒啊，我们每个信徒所需要的是什么。
As for the church board member, they know what's the need of the members.
所以就看得很清楚啊，因为有灯光在照耀。
Because of the light is shining, that's why the church board members can see it very clearly.
所以不管做什么圣工，都是要有灯光啊！你看看啊，在这个方面啊，在自己服事的这个领域哈啊，到底啊，神所要我们做的是什么？要有个方向。
So we need the lights to give us the directions what we need to, what kind of event that we need to have, and how we should serve.
那生涯的规划，这个职业规划也是一样啊。有主耶稣的灯光以后，我们就有方向。
Similar to our careers, we also need these directions. With this light, then we know where to go.
啊，很多青年读大学啊，读到大三，他还不知道他要主修什么。
Many college students after they have studied the third years, and they still have no idea what they want to become.
啊，不知道没关系，就赶快祷告啊。
So if they do not know, then they should quickly kneel down and pray.
把主耶稣啊放在内心，把主耶稣放在心里，当一盏灯。
They should put Jesus Christ in his heart and to treat Jesus as a light.
我们就会有方向了。
Then they will have a direction.
啊，搬家居住啊，也是会有方向的。
Similarly to when you moving to a new place, also give you the directions.
啊，要住哪里呀？啊，要搬去哪里，都是有个方向。
Where you should live and where you should move to, there's a direction.
那我们的价值观也会有个方向。
Similarly to our concept of life also have a directions.
啊，昨天才完成一个宗教教育的这个讲习会了。
Yesterday we just finished this RE's seminar.
啊，他们就是讨论哈，这个怎么来教导孩子有个正确的价值观。
And they was discussing what is the directions to teach the children.
啊，现在的父母亲啊都很怕孩子哈，在起跑的时候啊就输了。
Many of the parents afraid that their children may lose before they start to run.
啊，就赶快利用各种办法哈，这个要让小孩子学这个学那个，就是在起跑线不要输别人呢。
That's why the parents will try to give their children to learn this and learn that.
然后就为孩子塑造一个不正确的人生价值观。
And they have actually created a wrong directions for the children.
啊，就变成说啊，这个教会的事情啊是第二啊，你学校功课、学校的事情是第一。
They will emphasize that the school works as number one and the church as number two.
啊，这个方向就错了。
So this direction is wrong.
啊，不是说学校的功课不重要。
I'm not just saying that the school work is not important.
而是一个顺位、一个优先顺序啊，优先顺序的问题。
It's just a matter of priorities.
只要是一个人有信心，对神有信心的话
，If someone who has faith in God，
那我们将来的出路啊，都是神在安排、神在预备啊，神要给我们机会啊。
Then the future has already been planned by God. God will give us the opportunity.
哦，现在各国啊都有很多各种不同的动作，每个国家首领这个领袖哈啊，都是想办法为自己的国家争取一些利益的。
So you can see that all the nation leaders they were trying to strive to get benefits for their own country.
啊，有的是为政权争取利益。
Some will try to get benefits for themselves.
啊，但是其实是神在掌控这个历史啊，神在掌控整个大环境。
But in fact, it is God who actually controls the whole scenario.
我们看有些人啊，这个很有才华。
We may see some people have is very talented.
啊，是公司啊要培养的一个对象啊。
It is a company that go to train up someone who is so talented.
还是国家要培养的一个人物。
Or a country that want to coach or nurse nurtures a talented person.
啊，结果呢，有些时候我们发现，有的生病啊，有的病倒了，有的中风啊。
But we may find that sometimes people may get sick or get a stroke.
就说使这个整个计划就破功了。
And it caused the whole plans to fall down.
所以神不允许的话，什么事都不会发生的。
So if God did not allow it to happen, nothing will happen.
那假如神要帮助我，神要站在我这一边的话，人能够对我怎么样
？If God wants to help me and God is by my side, what can others do to me?
那我们就知道哈，要把什么事情摆第一呢
？So we need to know what we should put first in.
那所谓的价值观，当然就是我们看什么事情最有价值的。
So the so-called the concept of values is what we value most.
所以我们假如有这个灯光的话，我们就看得很清楚啊。
If we have this light, then we will be able to see it very clearly.
啊，主耶稣就是我们生命的灯光啊。
And Lord Jesus is the light of our life.
哦，那我们也就是世界上的光啊。
And we are also the lights for the world.
啊，主耶稣怎样，我们也会怎样。
How Lord Jesus is, and we will be like Jesus.
大家这个光啊，必须要先照自己啊，先照自己。
First of all, the light has to shine on ourselves.
要照自己，以后自己才有光啊。
After shining, the light shines on ourselves, we will have this light.
啊，自己把这个方向要看清楚啊。
We need to set our directions clear.
啊，能够帮助家人建立一个正确的价值观。
That way, we were able to set up the right concept values in our family.
哎，能够才去帮助别人呢。
And later on, we can help others.
好，那每盏灯啊都有七个管子。
And each lamp has seven poles.
哦，那我们想想哈，一个管哈，供应油的话，已经能够使啊那个灯哈燃烧很久的时间了。
So with just one pole, the oil can actually sustain the light for a very long time.
啊，何况是七根管子。
What's more, if there's seven poles.
哦，七根管子在供应油了。
So with seven poles that's supplying the oil.
啊，所以这个是很充分的供应。
It means they have abundance of supplies.
啊，可以让这个灯啊一直发亮，一直发亮。
So it can allow the lamp to sustain and keep on shining.
说灯要发亮，当然就是要靠油。
And for the lights, for the lamp to have lights, we need the oil.
啊，这个油没问题，你看七根管子一直供应啊。
So we can see that they have seven poles that is providing the oil.
啊，不只是一根管子哦。
It's not just one pole.
啊，那这个就是要被圣灵充满了。
It means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那当时为什么要有七根管子？
Why do we need seven poles?
我们再看回来撒迦利亚书的第四章。
Let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第四章的第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是主指示所罗巴伯的万军之神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。第七节。
Verse 7.
大撒那，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前你必成了平地，他必搬出一块石头安置在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。那为什么要七根管子？
Why do we need the seven poles?
因为这个要有一个 很完全的能力。
It's to have a perfect power.
所以你看第七节说，大山啊，你在所罗巴伯的面前，你算什么呢？
So that's why in verse 7 says, "Who are you, O great mountains?"
我们敢不敢说大山啊，你算什么？
Can we bold enough to say, "Is
大山怎么是山呢？"
Because it's a great mountain.
你推不动的。
You cannot push it.
但是呢，你被圣灵充满的话。
But if you fill with the Holy Spirit,
好像主不是说这个能够移山倒海呀、啊、
？Just like Lord Jesus said, you can move a mountain.
啊，当我们今天不需要啊，说移山倒海呀、啊。
Of course, we do not need to do that today.
那移山倒海也会变成海啸，对，那反而会淹死很多人呢、啊。
Because if you move the mountains, it will create a tsunami.
啊，所以我们这个大山是什么意思啊
？So what does it mean by great mountain?
这是困难啊，困难很难去。很难去处理的困难。
The great mountain actually is our problems that is very hard to solve.
啊，比如说个人的坏习惯。
For example, our bad habit.
啊，这个坏习惯很难去改呀、啊。
It's a habit that is very hard to change.
啊，可是我们只要是被圣灵充满。
But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，就有这个能力啊，来改掉我们的坏习惯。
Then we will have this ability to change our bad habits.
因为神会让我们自然而然的对那个坏习惯就不喜欢了、啊，很讨厌。
So God will actually naturally make you dislike this bad habit.
这个巴西的信徒啊，他们从小就是很喜欢跳舞的。
巴西。The members in Brazil since young they like to dance.
说他们每年都有这个什么嘉年华会。
So every year they have this carnival.
大家都跳舞啊。
Everyone dance.
有个姐妹啊，有个姐妹，她信主以后她自然就不喜欢跳舞了。
There's a sister after she came to believe the Lord. Naturally, she does not like to dance anymore.
可是信主以前呢，她很喜欢跳舞啊。
But before she believed in the Lord, she loved to dance.
那当然，这个嘉年华会啊，这个是一个很重乐啊，放纵情欲的一个日子的。
So we know that this carnival is an event where they indulge in lustful desire.
那信主以后，她自然就改掉了。
And after she believed in the Lord, naturally she changed.
那有的人吸鸦片啦、吸毒的啦，靠了主就能够改掉。
People who used to be drug addicts, after relying on the Lord, they change.
有个弟兄，他信主以前呢，很喜欢赌博。
There's a brother who used to love to gambles before he believed in the Lord.
输了很多钱呢。
And he lost a lot of money.
那每次跟他姐姐那个借钱说我以后不赌了这是最后一次嘛，可是一直借一直来呀，因为他戒不掉。
Every time he would borrow money from others, and he would always say that this would be my last times, but there's no way he can change.
但是后来他信主以后就戒掉了。
And after he believed in the Lord, and he changed.
所以这个是个大山呢。
So this is the great mountain.
大山就是要这个油的供应，这个要被圣灵充满。
So we need to be filled with this oil. This is the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天为什么要被圣灵充满？
Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我现在讲的是真正的被圣灵充满了，不是只是好像灵言很流利啊，这个要真正被圣灵充满了。
I'm talking about a person who's really filled with the Holy Spirit, not just pray very fluently.
来，请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章哈，以弗所书第五章的啊十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
凡是受了责备，就要被光显明出来啊，因为一切能显明的，就是光。十四节。
Verse 14.
所以主说啊，你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。好，那我们先看这一段哈。被光就是那个灯台的光啊。
So the lights from the lights, lampstand.
哦，受责备就是因为啊，这个灯光啊，这照明以后啊，就知道自己的缺点了。
So after the, we have been exposed by this light, then we know our weakness.
我说这个光啊，能够显明人的弱点，人需要改进的地方啊。
The lights were able to expose the weakness of man where they need to change.
那当醒过来，从死里复活，就是要更新，要有个新的生活。
And after they have been awake and from the dead, they need to change.
那为什么？十五节。
Verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。十六节。
16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，因为现今的世代邪恶，所以我们都要被圣灵充满呐。
Because the days are evils, so that's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，现在世代邪恶，所以我们很容易啊被酒灌醉。所以我们是不喝酒，但是这个外面的思潮哈，会让我们醉的。
Because these days, the days are evils, and we'll be pushed away by the trend of this world, and we'll become drunk, even though we don't drink wine.
啊，所以我们只要是有关心外面这个教育的事情哈，关心孩子的事情，我们都知道现今的世代哈，很邪恶，就是学校教育，面面啊，这个所教导的也是渐渐的脱离圣经的原则。
If for parents who are cared for about their children's educations, you may realize that the education today is actually slowly teaching the wrong ways, and they have already departed from the teaching of the Bible.
那有些人会受影响。
Some people will be affected by this.
啊，不是每个人都能够很坚强站立得住嘿。
Not everyone will be able to stand firm.
所以你看，有的青年啊，哎，迷失了。
As you can see, some of our youth have already gone astray.
啊，为什么？因为被吸走了。
Why is that? Because they have been attracted by the world.
他没有灯光照着要他了。
Because there's no light shining on them.
他没有被圣灵充满了。
He was not filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们所谓的说被圣灵充满，就是能够顺从圣灵，真的圣灵来带领他，他愿意被圣灵带领。
When we say that one is filled with the Holy Spirit, they are submissive to the Holy Spirit and be guided by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵也是一股的力量，一股潮流啊。
Because the Holy Spirit is also is like a wave of trends.
啊，这个力量，这个潮要带领信徒啊，按照他的方向来走。
It has this power to guide the members to go to which directions.
但是呢，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要叫圣灵担忧。
But we should not quench the Holy Spirit and grieve the Spirit.
这样子的话哈，我们就能够啊，成为那两棵橄榄树了。
If we can able to do that, well, then we'll be like these two olive trees.
这个橄榄树啊，就是站在主两旁的那个橄榄树，就是神的见证人。
So these two olive trees, which is beside the lampstand, is the witness of God.
那主就说嘛，说你们要在耶路撒冷等候，对不对？哈，啊，从上头领受圣灵。啊，就能够成为我的见证。
The Lord said that you have to wait in Jerusalem. When the Holy Spirit comes, then you will be my witness.
所以为什么要领受圣灵
？So why do we need to receive the Holy Spirit？
因为主耶稣希望大家都能够成为他的见证呢。
Because our Lord Jesus wants us to be His witness.
但是见证没有改变的话，怎么能够成为见证
？If you do not change, how can you bear the testimony for the Lord？
没有变成一个新人，怎么去见证呢？
If you are not changed to a new person, how can you testify?
啊，要变成一个新人，就是要有力量，力量从哪里来？就是从圣灵来呀。
And if you want to change into a new person, you need power. And where this power comes from is from the Holy Spirit.
说我们要有七根管子哈，一直注入油啊。
That's why the lampstand has seven poles. It continues to supply the oil.
啊，所以我们主要是一根的话还不够啊，两根也不够啊，要越多越好哈，七根管子。
if you have just one pipe, it's not enough, but the more the merrier.
所以我们就是成为主的见证人。
That's why we need to be the witness for the Lord.
啊，要实际参与圣工。你看这两个哈，两个橄榄树，一个是谁呢？一个就是省长所罗巴伯，另外一个就是大祭司约书亚。
So who are these two olives? One is Zerubbabel and the other is the high priest.
那这两个人呢，他们就实际参与圣工，实际参与那个圣殿重新在建造的人。
And these two persons is the one that actually actively building the temples.
所以也就是说，我们要实际参与教会的圣工啊，你才会有见证啊。
That which means we have to actively participate in the holy works in order to have testimony.
你看，叫这不参与圣工啊。
If you do not participate in the holy work,
来聚会啦，聚会以后就回家。
You just come here to attend the service, and after that, you just go home.
哎，不跟人家团契。
And you don't fellowship with others.
独来独往。
You just be alone.
啊，这样子怎么会有见证呢？
Then how can you have a testimony?
你们要服侍，你们要跟信徒互动啊。
You do not serve. You do not have fellowship with your members.
互动就会有摩擦。
If you have fellowship with others, you will have conflict.
互动摩擦这个很正常的。
This is very normal.
所以在摩擦当中啊，你要训练，你要学习怎么去处理这个摩擦。
So during this conflict, we have to train ourselves. How do we solve this conflict?
你会不会受伤害啊？
You'll be hurt.
那这个就是从圣经里头，你要学道理呀。
So from the Bible, we have to learn the truth.
所以摩擦以后，哎，你经过了，你也觉得很平安，也没什么事情，以后你就成为一个很成熟的基督徒。
So after this conflict and you don't you able to pass through this conflict, then you become a very mature Christian.
我们所谓见证啊，不是说啊，我们这群人呢都很要好啊，大家。每个礼拜哈，都去喝咖啡呀、啊，巴迪巴迪呀，大家都很高兴，很 happy 呀、啊、，happy hour。那个不是啊，那个。
So when we test,
那个什么是见证
？So when we testify, we do not just testify how good we are with the fellowships, and we always go out to party.
见证就是说有摩擦。
When we testify there's this conflict.
怎么靠主胜过他那摩擦？你会很生气啊，你会很伤心呐、啊。
You'll be very angry. You'll be very sad. But through by relying on God, we are able to overcome it.
你为什么没有按照我的方法去做呢？
没有按照我。
按照我的方法去做。
Why didn't you do it according to my way?
可能你是咱们的班负责啊，还是什么职务啊
？Or perhaps you are the head of the class.
让你很生气呀。
So you're angry about it.
所以你怎么去控制你的情绪？
So how do you control your emotions?
哦，你就觉得哦，那靠主可以呀、啊，靠神就可以呀、啊。
So you may say that, oh, rely on God, I'm able to overcome this.
这个就是见证了。
This is testimony.
那有时候在生活当中啊，就是要行道，行道呢才能够带出见证来。
And in our life, we need to practice what we have learned, and by doing so, this is our testimony.
因为生活是很现实的，总是会碰到难题。
Because our life is very real, so we always face with problems.
当走过的时候，你回头去看，都是神的恩典。
And after you have gone through all this, turning back and look at it, this is all the grace of God.
所以一定要参与圣工啊！哎，我们要实践真理，哎，才能够带出主的见证。
So we need to participate in the holy works and practice what we have learned. That way, we can able to testify for the Lord.
那两个站在主的旁边那主站在中间呢
？So this two olive trees is beside the Lord.
啊，所以两个叫协助啊，协助的，不是他们是主要的，是主才是主要的，因为主是这个家的大家长啊，是主人，他是主人。
So our Lord Jesus is the master, so we are only the supporters.
那我们都是协助的。
We are only supporting the Jesus.
所以你看。谁派来这边协助圣工？那我也来这边协助圣工。大家都来协助圣工。
Just as for me, I've been sent here to help up the holy works, just like every one of you.
说这个圣工不是我的，做这件事情不是我的，这个是主的，是主的。我们是在协助主。
All this holy work is not mine. This is all belong to the Lord.
啊，所以我们有这个观念以后，大家都能够啊比较和睦相处的。
And once we have this right concept, then we are able to have be harmonious.
啊，所以我们要觉得我们有很这个荣幸， 有这个荣幸来参与圣工。
We must feel that we are honored to be able to be part of this holy work.
然后成为主的计划的一部分。
And be part of the plan of the Lord.
所以我们要感恩心呐。
We must have a thanksgiving heart.
那我们就能够发出光啊，我们能够得到喜乐平安。
So we were able to shine and we'll be able to rejoice and we have joy.
啊，在唱诗284。
Let's sing hymns 284.